Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Lil Gwynn and Chris. Lil Chris versus the fans headed your way. Chance to qualify for our grand prize, a two-night stay at Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Two tickets to Kool & the Gang. Now, that I can get down with some Kool & the Gang. Back by popular demand, and after multiple sold-out shows, the legendary funk group Kool & the Gang returns to the stage at Westgate Las Vegas Resort Casino with their residency through 2024. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. The Westgate Las Vegas Resort Casino features newly designed premier rooms, part of their $70 million room renovation. Home of a legendary fun. Vegas fun, that is. How has Chris versus the fans been
just
going?
Just wrecking people. Well, we didn't play much this week because the Padres were playing the Brewers, but he wrecks people all the time now.
he tears
through my questions.
He's due for a slump, so we'll see. Maybe it'll happen today.
What's your favorite Kool & the Gang song?
My favorite, Working My Way Back to You, Babe.
Wasn't really asking
that,
you.
But that was going to be my favorite song.
That was a mean joke. I was asking you, Chris. I'm being mean.
I was just being mean. My dad was a big Kool & the Gang.
Oh, okay.
Kool & the Gang is all right.
That's funk, right?
Celebrate. I mean, they still play that after like every game.
Celebrate.
It's an all-timer.
Time. Come on.
All-timer. It's time to celebrate.
Okay, you're ruining Kool & the Gang. Knock it off. Sorry, it's not the Scrabinators.
Sorry about that.
Speaking to you, Scrabinators, your leader will be here to speak with you tonight at 6 p.m.
Yes.
Following the Padre Roundtable. All right, I have the screen today, so I'll give you the contestant. And we're going to start with Zach in Chula Vista on line four there.
Okay.
On line four.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Thank you, Nick, for remembering that part of the whole game.
Yeah, for doing things correctly.
You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you are a first-time player! Oh, everybody that time. Nick, where were you on that one, bro?
Somebody pulled up to Petco and had me do that.
Yes!
I can't remember who it was.
I love it.
But they were like, we love when you guys do the player!
And we've been criticized for that by other people.
I know. So
just goes to show you.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
All right. Yeah, we've done all the rules, so we can get to our first contestant.
All right, let's start with Thomas.
Thomas?
No, I'm kidding. Nope. Zach knew he was up.
Sorry.
I was playing with Zach there.
Zach, welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
Yeah, thanks for playing me there. I also wanted to say, I've been listening to Chris's golden voice since I was a boy. How did I not know he played at San Diego State? I was living under a rock, I guess.
Huh? Yeah.
I had no clue.
He doesn't brag on himself much, but he was a couple of years in.
I think we're missing the main point of that phone call. He said you had a golden voice.
I know. I like
that.
That
was very nice.
Thank you very much, Zach. I will try to lose to you on purpose.
Zach knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I see what you're doing, Zach. Here we go. First question.
First-time player, by the way.
Moves right to number two.
Here we go. What player... Wait, let me read this question. I'm going to read it exactly how it's written. What player the Padres just saw leads baseball in steals?
Oh, we just saw him. I know it's not Churio. Is it Harang? Is that his name?
Harang?
Oh, no. I didn't tell Nick where the buzzer is.
Could you walk over to him, show him where the buzzer is, please, so we can play this game? He found it. That is not right.
I feel bad, but I mean, we can't give it to him just because there's other callers out there that would be upset. It's Turang. It's very close.
Close.
Very close, Zach. Bryce Turang with a T.
Yes. So,
yeah.
That's
But Zach, thank you for the kind words.
Did you tell
him
where the right button is? The ding.
Yes. Yes. Very nice of Zach to say those nice things. That will make me feel very, very well later in the day.
There it is.
Yes. Thank you, Zach. I'm sorry.
And honestly, I almost feel like giving it to him, except for the other callers who feel like, you know, you should get it right.
Right.
So
you're just greasing. He was greasing the wheels, and you're.
I was trying to stick up for him.
Right. To Zach's point, he said harangue. Which
Aaron Harangue?
Would have been Aaron Harangue, who was an Aztec
he was.
As well. So
yeah.
He was a red when I lived in Cincinnati, and people loved him.
I love Aaron.
He's a very nice guy.
He's one of my best friends. He's
Patrick
a good dude.
Henry Patriot, I
yes,
believe.
He
and
he
Eric Karras.
Oh, wow.
Both played there.
Eric went to the Patrick Henry?
Yes, he did.
Eric is something else.
Yes.
I'll tell you that.
You know what Eric Harris is, which I was surprised. We're getting off the game for a minute. The all-time leader in home runs since the Dodgers moved to Los Angeles.
He is indeed.
Whoa. Eric Karras. I would have never, of all the great players that have, you know, played for the Dodger
he
Blue.
He might tell you that if you see him.
He would remind us of that.
Hey,
he's the
Chris,
guy.
Did you know did that you know? I lead the Dodgers?
I would now be
runs.
Able to say, yes, I do know that, Eric.
All right.
Joseph, number three there.
Joseph, come on down.
Hi, Joseph. Hello?
What's up, Joseph? Here we go. First question. All right, Nick, I'm going to need that to be a little louder next time, brother. Here we go. Who was the manager of the Giants before Bruce Bochy?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I need to take that out.
Wait, why are you taking that out?
Because we did it yesterday.
That wouldn't be right anyway.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, before
it
Bruce Bochy?
Yeah.
No.
Before Gabe Kaplan.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry.
But we already did that.
I'm sorry. Yes, we did.
Yes, they did actually do that one yesterday.
All right, here we go.
The answer would have been Bruce Bochy.
The answer would have been Bruce Bochy.
Yeah. All right.
Question number one again. What NBA team got the number one seed in the Western Conference this year?
Oh, there you go. It's
that would be the Thunder.
Thunder. Dun, 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 nice dun.
That is correct. Nice on to question number two. Where is soon to be number one overall NFL?
Oh, wait. Oh, gosh. I'm really messing up these questions
today. Did this one too?
No.
Wow. You don't want to know where he grew up.
No, I do, but I didn't phrase it correctly.
All right, we'll let him get this question corrected.
Okay. Da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, my goodness.
There we go.
Can you imagine if they did this on real game shows?
No, I feel bad today. I feel bad. Like... I feel bad.
Alex Trebek back in the day.
No, this is
Dudley
bad producing.
D, doodly da.
Wouldn't it be more entertaining, though?
Here we go. Where did soon-to-be number one overall NFL pick Caleb Williams grow up?
Oh my God.
Oh, shoot. I know they're talking about this because of Wash. Oh. something with Washington. It was Washington. Washington?
Washington.
I know they're talking about it with the Commanders.
Are we saying state? Or are we saying...
You said grew up,
we're
so
buzzing
I'm assuming
it. Buzzing
the city.
We're buzzing it.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
This is the X symbol on the camera.
No one knows.
Yes, Chris, you're up. Stay there, though.
What is the question?
After where all did that Caleb confusion? Williams grow up, basically?
In his parents' home.
Sure.
You want to know where that was? I don't know. Santa Monica.
Santa Monica!
Couldn't even begin to tell you where he's from. That's right?
No.
Oh.
This is a very disjointed Christmas affair.
We'll get there.
I'm sorry,
everybody. We'll get there. We have some new moving parts.
This is great.
He's still alive, though, our contestant.
Joseph, you're still in it. Where is he actually from?
He grew up in Washington, D.C.
Oh. Well, so actually, Joseph was
well, he
close.
Said Washington.
Yeah. He said yeah. Washington, didn't say the D.C. All right, good enough, Joseph.
Joseph, you're on to the next round
anyway,
buddy. Yeah, you
moved
on.
So,
question.
Good for you.
Sorry to everybody who's listening.
Number three. Washington, D.C. I'll have to remember that.
Three pitchers lead baseball in saves. Name two of the three. I only have two, so.
I know. I'm giving you the last one.
And for the season?
For the season, right now.
Right now, this instant.
Three.
I'm got to go based off of my fantasy.
Can't hurt.
Maybe one is Suarez.
Okay.
Give me another one.
Give me another one.
The only other closer that I can possibly think of is maybe, oh gosh, I don't know, Foley from the Tigers.
Foley from the Tigers.
Stay right there. Chris has to get this right.
I'll say Suarez. And I don't know. That's a lot of saves right now.
No one.
Evan Phillips. I don't really know.
Wow.
Good for you, Joseph.
Wins.
Is Suarez
Joseph,
one of them?
You backed right into that.
Suarez isn't even one of them.
He's not.
Oh.
I give you all three since this game is now officially over.
I thought Suarez was the guy.
Clay Holmes.
Clay Holmes.
Kyle Finnegan.
Who? Oh, Washington.
Yes, and then
surprising, right?
And then Helsley from the Cardinals.
Really?
How many do they have? Seven.
They do.
Robert Suarez is the only player with six.
Robert Suarez has six. I thought Robert Suarez was leading the league.
Well, he's 6 for 6. They're all 7 for 8.
They've all had one blown save.
Yes.
All right, well, that works out well for Joseph.
And Robert Suarez has thrown like 50-something straight fastballs in his last four outings. It's been quite phenomenal.
I mean, are they even putting a signal down?
That's a good question. I haven't, because they don't put signals down anymore, I wonder, are they even pushing the button?
This is just how I think, but when I hear that Robert Suarez has hit like, or thrown like 50 fastballs in a row, is he just waiting for that one time he can cash in the off-speed pitch so that he can, like, fool someone?
No, I think he's just like, no one's hitting it. I'm going to keep throwing it until someone actually hits it.
Not a lot of reason to change at the moment.
No, I get it, but, like, if there's one strike you need...
I know, but I would think the opposite.
Okay.
As a pitcher, I would think the opposite. Because he's pitching always in a situation where one pitch can beat him.
100%.
And you never want to lose a game on your second best pitch.
That is a golden rule.
So if
rule.
You throw a curveball and somebody whacks it out of the park, you're going to really be mad.
Your first curveball, like 70 fastballs.
Yeah, right. It
just goes out the park and you lose.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good answer, Chris. Thank you.
Who won right
Joseph.
There?
Joseph.
Joseph, congratulations, man. Hang on the line. Nick DiNucci, when we get to break, we'll get your info, get you lined up to possibly be the grand prize winner.
That's right.
All right. We need to get to break. For once, we're going to do this on time. When we come back, what do we got when we come back, Spray?
Well, I have something.
Oh, boom.
I thought it would be fun. You and I talked about it earlier.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But who are the three most surprising teams in baseball through 3 weeks of the season? Both good or bad? We'll discuss that. If it's okay with you.
Absolutely. More Gwen and Chris on the other side. We don't care about that. Here's some traffic.
Hi, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 4:19 is the time. You know my list of things that I don't like that's really lengthy? Here's another one. I got an email here from Michael. It's the spinners, Chris. Get it right.
Is that what he said?
Really? You know something, Michael? I don't claim to know the singer of every song ever made, nor have I ever said that I know the song of every, you know.
We messed up. We both co-signed.
Co-signed with me.
I did.
On Cooling the Gang.
Cooling the Gang.
It's the Spinners.
It's
okay,
the spinners.
Terrific,
right. Well,
Michael.
The Cooling Gang. Yeah.
Thanks for double-checking, but I can do without the...
Get it right, Chris!
Yes, you're right. We're on the air. We should never, ever make an error.
Especially talking music. Like, we should definitely...
Since we're a sports talk show.
We should definitely get it right. Ladies' Night, for those who are wondering.
Right.
This is Ladies' Night. We already talked about Celebrate. Get Down on It. Boom, boom. Get Down. That's another cool one.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
But far be it from us to think that they sang... Working my way back to you, babe. Apologies to the old spinners out there. I like the spinners, too. But, Michael, chill out, my friend. A nice little note to say, hey, Chris, you might have messed that one. That's fine.
That would have gone a long way.
Yeah, right? I don't really need to hear about it. Because if I came on the air and claimed to know everything, then you'd have a point. But I don't claim to know everything.
What? Scraby, you sound like you used
Michael as your burner account and send me that email. Is what you sound like over there.
Is that what you did, Scraby?
Thank you, Scraby.
I can't say nor deny, nor deny.
All right, baseball's 3 weeks into the season. I gave Tony a homework assignment an hour or so ago.
Yes, you did.
And Scraby, if you want to get in on this as well. But we've got our three most surprising teams in baseball to this point. And it can be either surprisingly good or surprisingly not so good. So I'm curious. I don't know if the Padres rank quite, you know, into the top three. You know, I think I don't know that I expected them to be 11-10, but you know, it's about where I thought they'd be. So I wouldn't consider them to be surprising. But who do we consider to be surprising? Tony, you want to start? Who's your third most surprising?
The Houston Astros will go down as number three on my list.
6-14. On the bad side.
How about that?
A bad side. I do a radio hit with those guys in Houston. Ron and Clint Sterner.
Is panic setting in yet?
Clint Sterner used to play,
He used to play football.
Okay, excuse me, Michael, just in case I'm wrong, he's a football player. Yes. Thank you.
Arkansas.
Yes, I don't want to get another email.
You know, and I brought it up to him today before I came on. I asked him, are you guys missing Dusty a little bit right about now? Because there was a lot of groaning about Dusty and his way of going about things.
Yeah, they seemed to want to get him out of town.
They did. They basically, you know, without him saying it, I mean, they basically ran him out of town. They made it so that he didn't want to come back, basically.
Right.
And now they're 6-13. They got a bunch of different problems. They're back into their bullpen. Hader and Presley are struggling. Now, Hader pitched well yesterday. I think he struck out the side. But ERA is high. Hasn't pitched to his ability yet. Presley's struggling. The offense, not quite looking like it's looked in the past. So, this is a team that has, I think, has gone to the close, I think in most years they've gotten to the ALCS.
It's 6 years in a row.
6 years in a row.
And Michael will correct me if I'm wrong. Sorry, Michael, Mike, but I'm just going
to... You're going to get worn out the rest of the time, buddy.
We're very good.
You picked the fight, and now you're gonna get it.
I saw someone a couple weeks ago, and we talked about this. They said, you guys are really good at taking criticism. And I said, just catch us on the right moment, you will get us going. Because
find out.
There was one comment...
It better be good criticism.
Like, there's one comment that I could just put, you know, slide off my back, and the other comments, it's like basically the same. I'll be like, rah! Let's go!
It's like a dog with a bone. Yeah, letting that go. Houston will be number three on my list.
No, very good. My crazy number three is... Oh, go ahead, Scraby. Sorry, I'm jumping on you. Do you have one?
Well, thanks for jumping on me. It just cracked my back.
You're welcome. Who's your third most surprising?
I would have to say... So, I didn't understand the...
question.
Well, their record surprises. You look at it and you go,
three
wow,
bad,
I'm surprised.
Three good or...
Either or. Three bad, three good, however you want to do it.
I am going to say that the... Gosh dang it. Where... You know, today is not my day, guys. Today is absolutely not my day. I had my team...
Today, Junior.
I know, Tony. Thank you. Oh, here's my team.
There you go.
On the good side.
Kansas City
Royals.
Ah.
They've been crushing teams lately. They're 12-7. Bobby Witt is cruising. Michael Walker's looking good. Seth Lugo is looking great.
Is that a surprise to you?
No, that's not a surprise to me at all. But the team itself being 12-7 and scoring so many runs and having a +40 run differential is surprising.
They have the best run differential in baseball.
Very good.
By the way, the Royals do.
I set Chris up for that.
You did. You did. That was good.
Thank you.
That was real good.
My third most surprising team, Oakland Athletics.
Ah.
They're 8-11. Sorry, but I thought they'd be 0-19 right now. So the fact that they've won 8 games... surprises me some. They just took 2 out of 3 from the Cardinals. I think prior to that, they won a series. I mean, you know, whatever Mark Kotze can win there in Oakland is going to be a thumbs up, especially under the circumstances they're playing in.
Yeah.
With like 12 people in the stands rooting for them. And don't look now, but Paul Blackburn, who gave up a couple runs yesterday, has turned into one of the better starting pitchers in the league. I think he went the first 23 innings of the season without allowing a run. So Oakland has a little something right there.
That
shocks me because I didn't think they'd win anything. All right, who's your second most surprising, Tony?
I'm going to stick in that same division. I'm going to say the Anaheim Angels.
Yeah, okay, a little surprising good.
A little Ron Washington love can go a long way.
Run, yeah.
Also, a healthy Mike Trout can go a very, very long way.
Two stolen bases for Trout today. He's got 5 steals, and he only had 6 the previous 4 or 5 years.
I love the...
So he's running again.
Here's why I love Ron Washington and what they're doing over there. Mike Trout made the comment about wanting to steal 40 bags, getting back up there. And he literally had folks in the media like, why would you do that? You're going to get hurt. And then they went to Ron and was like, are you going to get him to kind of tamper his expectations down? He was like, absolutely not. He is out there trying to win ball games.
Yeah.
Who was it? Joe Adell. I don't know if you guys saw this. It was last week or so. Stealing a base late in the game. Has the base stolen. Doesn't slide. Overruns it.
Oh, boy.
Gets tagged out. Now, you know, Ron Washington's big on infield. He's big on base running. After the game, where you see a lot of managers maybe try to shield his player, he basically said, I'm embarrassed that it happened. That kind of thing won't happen on this ball club again. And it just kind of shows you that there's kind of a changing in attitude in terms of how they're going to play the game. Whether, regardless of what their record turns out to be, they are clearly making an intentional move to try to change that. He is making an intentional move. I like what I've seen from the Angels. They're only 9-10, by the way, which is good enough to be 1.5 games out of first place right now in the National
League. Accountability is a good thing for managers to hold on players, I think. And yeah. I'm surprised every manager doesn't put that near the top of their list of requirements. Be accountable. And Mike Trout, for all the times that I've, you know, said, how would they consider this guy the best player ever? Well, there he is, 8 home runs already, leading baseball. He's got 5 steals. He is good.
He is.
Yeah. All right, who you got, Scrape?
My second one is actually the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Surprised at their down record.
Yes, I think it's pretty surprising because MLB tried to tell me that they were going 162-0 this year, and that's not going to happen. They are 12-9. In their last 10 games, they're 4-6. They're only plus 12 on their run differential. The runs, the pitching for them this year has not been their strongest forte.
Not yet.
But wait till they get as of right now, I'm surprised with their start because I honestly thought maybe 3 or 4 games they would have lost at this point.
Yeah, don't put it past them. They could still finish 153-9.
Okay.
They get high.
According to baseball, yes.
Yeah. But they do have some injuries on the staff. I mean, you got Bueller, Kershaw, Dustin May, Miller,
Tony Gonsolin.
I mean, that's a whole starting five right there.
And that's not even Gratterall, who isn't pitching out of the bullpen.
Gratterall's not out of the bullpen yet. So look out. But, yeah, you're right. I think that's a good call, Scrape. I'll go with the Guardians. They're tied with the most wins in baseball, 13. That's a little surprising. I mean, I think with Terry Francona leaving, I think people thought the Guardians were kind of due for a little rebuild there. What's been most impressive about them is that they played 13 of their first 19 games on the road, and they're 10-3 away from home. So they've done a nice job so far. They're leading the mild AL Central, but 13-6, pretty good. And don't look now, but our old friend Josh Naylor, 4 home runs, 13 RBIs, hitting .323.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, but you know what? We can all rue the fact that he's gone, but when he's here, everybody, you all wanted him out of here. Tony? Yeah, don't change the narrative.
1,000%.
Don't change the narrative out there. Josh Naylor can't get the job done. Let's move on from this guy.
Wouldn't mind getting him back, though.
Wouldn't mind having him now. Pretty good. All right, Tony, your third surprise.
Going back and forth on this one.
All right.
Do I want to go with my old team and their start, or do I want to go with a little more obvious choice? That's going to irritate some people. I think I'm going to go with the latter.
Okay. Go with the obvious irritation choice.
You said that with so much happiness in your voice.
I'm going to say the Yankees.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
They're
doing better than everybody expected.
I did not think they would be at the top of the standings at any point this year. I really didn't. But they are. And, you know, they haven't, like a lot of teams so far, it seems like this year, haven't played a ton of games at home. I think they've played 6 games at home. The rest of them have been on the road.
Right.
And they're doing it without Gerrit Cole at the top of that rotation.
They're also doing it without Aaron Judge really doing anything. He's hitting .183 right now.
What was my man used to play with the Rockies that's hurt for them right now?
Oh, LeMahieu?
LeMahieu. Yeah, he's not playing yet.
Right.
Yet they are at the top of that tough division. The guy, everybody in that division right now is 500 or better.
The guy who seemingly got it going along with Soto, and I don't want to leave them out when it's obvious that he's helping, you know, them accomplish what they're doing. But Anthony Volpe,
yes,
this young shortstop
turned
who everybody said was going to be great. Last year was pretty bad.
Yeah,
this year. 324, six stolen bases, couple of homers. He's turned things around quite a bit. Has a 424 on base. So he's doing a nice job also.
Yes.
Good surprise, Tony. The Yankees. All right.
Thank you.
Scrape, who do you got?
In the interest of time, I'll keep it short, but I'm going to say the Twins are surprisingly bad because they were a playoff team last year. They won their first round last year, and they still have Carlos Correa, even though he's hurt. They still got some guys. I'm not sure why they're 6-11, but they are. They're 3-7 in their last 10.
Defending division champions. Yeah. I'm going to go finish up with the Marlins here. I didn't expect them to have a great season because they won so many one-run games last year. It was bound to even out. But for them to be 4-15, and what did they start, 0-10, 0-11? I didn't expect quite that bad of a start for the Marlins. They have too much talent to keep going along like this. I look at the Rockies at 4-15 and the White Sox at 3-15. I think those two teams can keep going on that bad. I don't expect the Marlins to. So there you have it.
Word up.
Early season surprises. When we return, it's no surprise because it's time for today's Big Five. Skinny Crisello here for SD Fat Loss, 37 pounds later, feeling great, looking great, enjoying all the compliments I still get today. Did the diet last summer and been keeping the weight off thanks to SD Fat Loss's great maintenance program. And you know all of this, but now knowing me can get you $200 off the program. That's right. For a limited time, call in to 858-665-3211. Find out about SD Fat Loss and mention my name. You'll get $200 off the program just like that. 858-665-3211. The name Chris Ello. It's worth $200. And you can also get a free private weight loss consultation. Find out the secret to losing up to a pound of fat every day. Naturally, safely, and effectively. No prepackaged meals. No exercise. No counting calories. SD Fat Loss. It works. It worked for me. It will work for you. $200 off just by mentioning the name Chris Ello. Call him now, 858-665-3211, online at sdfatloss.com.
And we got to go because we don't have time for a carryover today because you, my good listeners, will get a chance to hear that roundtable in case you missed it. So let's get some traffic and then we'll get to this Big Five pronto.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is sponsored by California Coast Credit Union. Crashes cleared on southbound 163 just past Friars Road, so we are seeing an improvement in speeds there. Now, southbound side of the 805 just before Balboa, there is a stalled car in the fast lane. The Cordell and Cordell traffic cam sees a new accident now southbound side of the 5 right past SeaWorld Drive. Got a couple vehicles involved in this one. They're over to the right shoulder. With MasterCard Local, Cal Coast Credit Union members can earn 5% cash back on purchases made with Cal Coast MasterCard credit and debit cards every time they shop at participating businesses. Learn more at calcoastcu.org/shop-local. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
That time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, like Tony said, we got no time to waste. That's the phrase I was looking for, so let's get into it.
Number five.
ESPN's broadcast of the Padres-Dodgers Sunday night baseball game this past Sunday hit a multi-year viewership milestone for the network. The game averaged 1.961 million viewers, the most watched Sunday night baseball game that was not involving either the Yankees or the Red Sox since 2018. So, Tony, why do you think so many viewers tuned in for this one?
Because it was a good game and two teams that people...
But since 2018?
Dog, what? Yes.
Okay.
Since 2018, what? That they hadn't had that many viewers?
Yeah, that are not Yankees and Red Sox.
Yeah, I mean, Dodgers and Padres, I would say since 2020, kind of have only picked up momentum, those two teams. Now, prior to this series, it hadn't lived up to the hype that, you know, I think many people had believed, but that series certainly did. And I think it's a good thing for Major League Baseball, because quite frankly, both the Yankees and the Red Sox aren't good at the same time. In order for that to work and for it not to be a long drawn out game that you fall asleep watching, both teams got to be good. They got to be exciting to actually want to tune in and watch a baseball game. You know, the other thing I think that helps is the pitch clock. Those games it's tough for a 4-hour game now with the pitch clock. You really got to be trying or get to extra innings in order for that to happen. I think that helps. I think that all helps.
Adam Paul on the chat says, because people want to see Ohtani, is what I was trying to say.
I can see that,
I don't think
too.
It's solely the fact, but it is definitely something
that
helps.
It definitely helps that you have Tatis, Machado, Bogarts, Darvish, Musgrove, and on the other side, you got Ohtani, Betts, Freeman. Like, those are some pretty large names.
Yes, very large names. Chris, what do you think? Why do you think so many people watch this one?
I think they watched it because of all the things Tony said. They certainly didn't watch it in order to get informative play-by-play commentary from Carl Ravitch, who seems like he's never seen the Padres play every time he announces one of their games. Sorry, I just wanted to get that in.
Is that okay? Because I see that. I see those comments often.
Yeah.
And sometimes I wonder how true it is, because the truth of the matter is, if it ain't, let's say it's not the Padres Dodgers, let's say it's Brewers Cardinals, those fans typically say the same thing.
I think the Padre fans feel some type of way whenever they play the Dodgers on the national game, because more of the focus of the broadcast is on the Dodgers. That's all.
But so, I do agree that Carl Ravitch does not have time for the Padres.
Does he sound annoyed?
He just, I've never felt like he was, bad thing to say, I never felt like he was really into the game. Like, he's just kind of there. Like, he's not, like, enjoying the game,
he's
watching
not my
the
favorite
game, interacting in the game.
Guy, Tony. It's not my favorite.
Gotcha.
So you answered Chris?
I think Eduardo and Cone, I think they put, you know, a lot of time and effort into it, read a whole bunch of stuff, go online, dig to try to come up with some Padre stuff. I don't feel like
Carl's
Ravitch puts that effort in. I don't know.
Okay. Number four. MLB.com released their second hitter rankings through the first couple weeks of the season, and they have, this is the list from 1 to 5. Mookie Betts, Juan Soto, Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani, and Bobby Witt Jr. round out the top five. Chris, you have one at-bat to win the World Series, and not just out of those guys. Who are you taking the at-bat, or who are you trying? I am having a terrible day, everybody. Who are you picking to have that at-bat in the World Series?
Anthony Keith Gwynn.
Gotta put
Senior.
Another qualifier
Senior.
In this.
Huh?
Qualifier.
Oh, active player.
Active, yes.
Oh, because that's who I would take.
Great call.
Let's see.
If I might say myself.
You're welcome. Yeah. Best hitter in baseball right now. Seems like it. I'm off the top of my head here. I'll go Mookie Betts. He seems to be dominating every category at the moment. I'll go with him.
I think I know where Tony's going.
Were the options?
It could be anybody. Hey, he's got the smile on his face because I know where he's going. Know exactly where he's going.
It's hard for me to pick against Mookie after watching him those three games. Like, that dude is, I think he might win the batting title in the National League. Like, that's how dialed in he is right now. But I'm going to say Mr. Soto.
That's where I thought he was going.
I mean,
you can't argue with it.
Look, if the bases are loaded, he's your guy.
He'll walk in a run.
He can force in the winning run.
Both of those guys have done it on, like, the biggest stage. Juan did it against Houston. Mookie's done it several times at this point as a Red Sox and as a Dodger. So,
yeah.
Can't go wrong with either of those two.
Can't hate on you for that one.
No, you can't. I know you want to, but you can't.
I do. Number three. Los Angeles Clippers fans, this is actually kind of cool, but they're going to have an opportunity for a first come, first serve seat with a season ticket package in the team's new arena next season. The seats are going to be in the wall, it's called, a fan section at the Intuit Dome. And the ultimate wall pass is priced at $1,299 before fees and taxes. So with 41 home games, it works out to approximately $32 per game. And the Clippers point out that's approximately half the price of a regular season ticket. And the ultimate wall pass buyers will have seats assigned when they arrive to the arena. So you get there, depending on how early you show up, fans can sit as close as row 3 in the section, or they can sit as far away as row 51 in the
section.
How much does
this ticket cost you?
Overall, without taxes and fees, $1,299 for 41 games.
Oh.
It's half the season. You're getting season tickets. So all you have to do is just show up before everybody else every game, and you will get a front row seat for the same price.
That's no easy task in Los Angeles.
It's not.
You leave it at like...
You better not have a job, and in which case, you're not going to be able to afford the $1,200.
Tony, do you like this idea of
first come, first serve?
Can I cancel my show tonight, please?
No, fortunately, we know what you're going to say, even when you don't say
Can I just cancel the Scraby show
you
tonight?
You can't cancel it, buddy.
No, okay. Sorry. Scrabinators need you.
All right. Do you like the idea of first come, first serve seating?
I kind of like the Southwest look of this right here. I'm not going to lie.
Southwest look.
I mean, if given the right job and the right, you know, you can get out in time and so you can guarantee yourself a great view, a great seat, I think it might be worth it. I don't give the Clippers very much love for anything. But I will say they are being very creative with this whole new arena they're putting together. It's kind of exciting.
And it's got an incredible amount of toilets, which I can't wait to use.
Can I tell you how I think that might be their biggest attraction?
The toilets?
And it's not the toilets because you got... But when it's time to go to the bathroom at one of those games and you don't have to wait forever to use it, guess what that means you'll be doing?
Seeing more of the game
spending more money.
The hit of the suite at Scrabinator Night was the private bathroom that the suite has.
Oh, I see.
Because that is awesome.
Because, hey, it's probably as cleanest bathroom they've ever been in.
I walked in and I was like, can I take a nap in here or something?
Right.
Chris, do you like this first come, first serve seating?
I do. When I was here, I went to Angel Games when it was just Anaheim Stadium, and they used to have the $2.50 view section, which was anything above the press box. And that means anything upstairs was $2.50 from right behind home plate to all the way down the deep right field foul line. Just mattered how early you got there. I thought it was a great thing, and it let a lot of people like me have really good seats to a lot of games. I will say this, though, if you're going to pay $1,200 for a season ticket, you have the right to expect Kawhi Leonard to make every single shot he takes.
And play every game.
That's right. That's a shot at all you people who want Xander Bogaerts to go 100 for his next 100.
Okay.
I love it.
Number two.
All right, we just got into this in the break, so I'm just going to ask it. Chris, you're up first. I saw this reporter putting out a trade for the Padres and the White Sox, and it was Luis Robert Jr., for Ethan Salas, straight up, one for one. Chris, do you make that trade?
Who is putting, is this a Padre person putting this out?
No, I don't remember who the reporter was, but they were just throwing out crazy trade ideas. I think it was on Bleacher Report.
Yeah, it's a crazy trade idea, all right. I don't think the White Sox would do that.
You don't think the White Sox would do that?
No. Luis Robert's an MVP type of player.
Ethan Salas is on his way up. He's a young
17.
Player.
17.
You could build around a guy like that.
And oh, yeah?
The Padres could put Luis Robert in center field for 5 years, move Jerickson Merrill to left field, and win the pennant. Luis Robert could win the MVP award in either league if he stays healthy. 38 home runs last year. This guy's a monster. Ethan Salas is a prospect only. You can't get anywhere just holding on to prospects.
No, you can't.
Shoot, the Padres aren't in the spot that they're in by just holding on to prospects. They have moved prospects often. I'll just say this, and let's take a historic look at it.
Okay.
Can you name, I'll ask Chris, because Chris is probably his.
The human almanac.
The human almanac. Chris, how many catchers in the history of the game have you been able to, like, build around?
Johnny Bench.
Buster Posey.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Mike Piazza.
I'll give you that.
Pudge. I'm naming like the best of the
best. You're naming
of
Hall
best.
Of Famers, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, I know. I know.
Yeah. I love
what Ethan Salas might do, but I already love what Luis Robert does.
So I shouldn't have been so crazy.
I think it's a crazy 4:39, and we gotta go because we don't have time for a carryover today. Because you, my good listeners, will get a chance to hear that roundtable in case you missed it. So let's get some traffic, and then we'll get to this Big Five pronto.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is sponsored by California Coast Credit Union. Crashes cleared on southbound 163 just past Friars Road, so we are seeing an improvement in speeds there. Now, southbound side of the 805 just before Balboa, there is a stalled car in the fast lane. Cordell and Cordell traffic cam sees a new accident now southbound side of the 5 right past SeaWorld Drive. Got a couple vehicles involved in this one. They're over to the right shoulder. With MasterCard Local, CalCoast Credit Union members can earn 5% cash back on purchases made with CalCoast MasterCard credit and debit cards every time they shop at participating businesses. Learn more at calcoastcu.org/shop-local. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
That time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, like Tony said, we got no time to waste. That's the phrase I was looking for, so let's get into it.
Number 5.
ESPN's broadcast of the Padres-Dodgers Sunday night baseball game this past Sunday hit a multi-year viewership milestone for the network. The game averaged 1.961 million viewers, the most watched Sunday night baseball game that was not involving either the Yankees or the Red Sox since 2018. So, Tony, why do you think so many viewers tuned in for this one?
Because it was a good game and two teams that people...
But since 2018?
The Dogwood... Yes.
Okay.
Since 2018, what? That they hadn't had that many viewers?
Yeah, that are not Yankees and Red Sox.
Yeah, I mean, Dodgers and Padres, I would say since 2020, kind of have only picked up momentum, those two teams. Now... Prior to this series, it hadn't lived up to the hype that, you know, I think many people had believed, but that series certainly did. And I think it's a good thing for Major League Baseball, because quite frankly, both the Yankees and the Red Sox aren't good at the same time. In order for that to work and for it not to be a long, drawn-out game that you fall asleep watching... both teams got to be good. They got to be exciting to actually want to tune in and watch a baseball game. You know, the other thing I think that helps is the pitch clock. Those games can't. It's tough for a 4-hour game now with the pitch clock. You really got to be trying or get to extra innings in order for that to happen. I think that helps. I think that all helps.
Adam Paul on the chat says because people want to see people want to see Ohtani. Is what I was trying to say.
I can see
that. I don't
think
it's solely the fact, but it is definitely something that
helps. It definitely helps that you have Tatis, Machado, Bogarts, Darvish, Musgrove, and on the other side, you got Ohtani, Betts, Freeman. Like, those are some pretty large names.
Yes, very large names. Chris, what do you think? Why do you think so many people watch this one?
I think they watched it because of all the things Tony said. They certainly didn't watch it in order to get informative play-by-play commentary from Carl Ravitch, who seems like he's never seen the Padres play every time he announces one of their games. Sorry, I just wanted to get that in.
Is that okay? Because I see that. I see those comments often.
Yeah.
And sometimes I wonder how true it is, because the truth of the matter is, if it ain't, let's say it's not the Padres Dodgers, let's say it's Brewers, Cardinals. Those fans typically say the same thing.
I think the Padre fans feel some type of way whenever they play the Dodgers on the national game, because more of the focus of the broadcast is on the Dodgers. That's all.
But so, I do agree that Carl Ravitch does not have time for the Padres.
Does he sound annoyed?
He just... I've never felt like he was... This is a bad thing to say. I never felt like he was really into the game. Like, he's just kind of there. Like, he's not, like... enjoying the game,
he's
watching
not my
the
favorite
game, interacting in the game.
Guy, Tony. It's not my favorite.
Gotcha.
So you answered Chris?
I think Eduardo and Cohn, I think they put a lot of time and effort into it, read a whole bunch of stuff, go online, dig to try to come up with some Padre stuff. I don't feel like
Carl's
Ravitch puts that effort in. I don't know.
Okay.
Number four.
MLB.com released their second hitter rankings through the first couple weeks of the season, and they have, this is the list from 1 to 5, Mookie Betts, Juan Soto, Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani, and Bobby Witt Jr. round out the top five. Chris, you have one at-bat to win the World Series, and not just out of those guys. Who are you taking the at-bat, or who are you trying? I am having a terrible day, everybody. Who are you picking to have that at-bat in the World Series?
Anthony Keith Gwynn.
Sorry. gotta put another qualifier
senior.
In this.
Huh?
Qualifier.
Oh, active player.
Active, yes.
Oh, because that's who I would take.
Great call.
Let's see.
If I might say myself.
You're welcome. Yeah. Best hitter in baseball right now. Seems like it. I'm off the top of my head here. I'll go Mookie Betts. He seems to be dominating every category at the moment. I'll go with
him. I think I know where Tony's going.
What were the options?
Or was it could be anybody. Hey, he's got the smile on his face because I know where he's going. Know exactly where he's going.
It's hard for me to pick against Mookie after watching him those three games. Like, that dude is... I think he might win the batting title in the National League. Like, that's how dialed in he is right now. But I'm going to say Mr. Soto.
Ah, that's where I thought he was going.
I mean, you can't argue with it. Look, if the bases are loaded, he's your guy.
He'll walk in a run.
He can force in the winning run.
Both of those guys have done it on, like, the biggest stage. Juan did it against Houston. Mookie's done it several times at this point as a Red Sox. And as a Dodger, so.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with either of those two.
Can't hate on you for that one.
No, you can't. I know you want to, but you can't.
I do.
Number three.
Los Angeles Clippers fans, this is actually kind of cool, but they're going to have an opportunity for a first come, first serve seat with a season ticket package in the team's new arena next season. The seats are going to be in the wall, it's called, a fan section at the Intuit Dome. And the ultimate wall pass is priced at $1,299 before fees and taxes. So with 41 home games, it works out to approximately $32 per game. And the Clippers point out that's approximately half the price of a regular season ticket. And the ultimate wall pass buyers will have seats assigned when they arrive to the arena. So you get there, depending on how early you show up, fans can sit as close as row 3 in the section, or they can sit as far away as row 51 in the
section.
How much
does this ticket cost you?
Overall, without taxes and fees, $1,299 for 41 games.
Oh.
It's half the season. You're getting season tickets. So all you have to do is just show up before everybody else every game, and you will get a front row seat for the same price.
That's no easy task in Los Angeles.
It's not.
You leave it at like...
You better not have a job, and in which case, you're not going to be able to afford the $1,200.
Tony, do you like this idea of
first come, first serve?
Can I cancel my show tonight, please?
No, fortunately, we know what you're going to say, even when you don't say
it. Can I just cancel the Scraby show tonight?
You can't cancel it, buddy.
No, okay.
Sorry. Scrabinators need you.
All right. Do you like the idea of first come, first serve seating?
I kind of like the Southwest look of this right here. I'm not going to lie.
Southwest look.
I mean, if given the right job and the right, you can get out in time and so you can guarantee yourself a great view, a great seat, I think it might be worth it. I don't give the Clippers very much love for anything. But I will say they are being very creative with this whole new arena they're putting together. It's kind of exciting.
And it's got an incredible amount of toilets, which I can't wait to use.
Can I tell you how I think that might be the biggest attraction?
The toilets?
It's not the toilets because you got... But when it's time to go to the bathroom at one of those games and you don't have to wait forever to use it, guess what that means you'll be doing?
Seeing probably more of the game.
Seeing more of the game spending more money.
The hit of the suite at Scravenator Night was the private bathroom that the suite has.
Oh, I see.
Because that is awesome.
Because, hey, it's probably the cleanest bathroom they've ever been in.
I walked in and I was like, can I take a nap in here or something? Right. Chris, do you like this first come, first serve seating?
I do. When I was here, I went to Angel Games when it was just Anaheim Stadium, and they used to have the $2.50 view section, which was anything above the press box. And that means anything upstairs was $2.50 from right behind home plate to all the way down the deep right field foul line. Just mattered how early you got there. I thought it was a great thing, and it let a lot of people like me have really good seats to a lot of games. I will say this, though, if you're going to pay $1,200 for a season ticket, you have the right to expect Kawhi Leonard to make every single shot he takes.
And play every game.
That's right. That's a shot at all you people who want Xander Bogaerts to go 100 for his next 100.
Okay.
I love it.
Number two.
All right, we just got into this in the break, so I'm just going to ask it. Chris, you're up first. I saw this reporter putting out a trade for the Padres and the White Sox, and it was Luis Robert Jr., for Ethan Salas, straight up, one for one. Chris, do you make that trade?
Who is putting, is this a Padre person putting this out?
No, I don't remember who the reporter was, but they were just throwing out crazy trade ideas. I think it was on Bleacher Report.
Yeah, it's a crazy trade idea, all right. I don't think the White Sox would do that.
Don't think the White Sox would do that?
No. Luis Robert's an MVP type of player.
Ethan Salas is on his way up. He's a young
17.
Player. You could build around a guy like that.
And oh, yeah?
The Padres could put Luis Robert in center field for 5 years, move Jerickson Merrill to left field, and win the pennant. Luis Robert could win the MVP award in either league if he stays healthy. 38 home runs last year. This guy's a monster. Ethan Salas is a prospect only. You can't get anywhere just holding on to prospects.
No, you can't.
Shoot, the Padres aren't in the spot that they're in by just holding on to prospects. They have moved prospects often. I'll just say this, and let's take a historic look at it.
Okay.
Can you name, I'll ask Chris, because Chris is probably his.
The human almanac.
Human almanac. Chris, how many catchers in the history of the game have you been able to, like, build around?
Johnny Bench.
Buster Posey.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Mike Piazza.
I'll give you that.
Pudge. I'm naming the best of the best.
You're naming Hall of Famers, by the way.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. I love
what Ethan Salas might do, but I already love what Luis Robert does.
So I shouldn't have been so crazy.
I think it's a crazy trade.
I don't think the White Sox would ever do it for just that.
By the way, White Sox definitely ain't doing it. They've already handed over Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yes, they're not giving us another one.
They're not about to do that again.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about it like that. They can't have two little notes on the screen.
They can't trade them to San Diego
superstars.
And in turn watch both of the dudes turn even better than they were when they left.
I guess I wasn't thinking about this in the right mind frame.
Listen, I think Ethan has a ton of talent. He's going to be really good. But if you're talking right now, right? Because how long is it before Ethan gets to the big league? Like, realistically.
2-3 years? 3 years?
Let's just do it on the short side. Let's say 2 years.
That means you'd get 2 free years of Luis Robert. That's a pretty big advantage.
I'll take it. I mean, they gave away Dylan Cease. I guess they didn't give away Dylan Cease. They got a lot in return. Anyway, all right, let's go to the last one. And I tweeted this out last night. I don't know if you guys do this, and I'm not saying I do it all the time, but here's my tweet. Does anyone tempt fate like me from time to time and see how far they can go without getting gas in their car? I've only ran out of gas once, and it wasn't because I was tempting fate. Ben Higgins replied, saying, I definitely push it, but I'm good about estimating distances, and I think my electronic gauge is pretty accurate. Yeah. I've been 10 miles or less remaining many times without running out of gas. Saves time with fewer fill-ups. So my question to you guys, and I don't care who goes first, have you guys ever done this? You ever tried to see how close you can get to empty in your car?
Funny story. I have an old school Impala, a 95 Impala. And what I found out is the way they built those tanks, when you get low on gas, and let's say you got to go up a hill, the gas tank won't get the gas.
Yes.
That's right.
True.
I didn't know this until one day I was going up a big hill in
gravity
in Scripps Poway, and it was putt-putting up there, and I was scared. So to answer your question, yes, I do this too much.
Oh, okay.
I do it too much, and I need to be better at... I'm not as good at getting the mileage right.
Okay.
That's partly because I'm probably switching between gas and electric at times.
That's true. That's true.
But, yeah, no, I need to stop doing this. There's nothing worse than thinking your car is about to run out of gas in the spot where you shouldn't be running out of gas at.
Yeah, I've been pretty good about it. Chris, have you ever tried... Chris is the guy who probably fills it up when it's at three-quarters of a tank. Let's be honest here.
That's stupid to say.
Okay, come on. You know that would be you.
That's stupid
totally
to say.
Totally not me. But my car just, you know, whatever made me a lot of cars do, but it counts down by the mile how many miles I have left. So it's really obvious when I'm down to 35, 40 miles that, you know, I'll go get gas the next morning.
You know, the zero doesn't mean it's actually zero. You got, like, another couple
of gallons. I have one thing for your Impala, though, Tony. If it ever runs out of gas, get out of the car, hold the roof, and shake the car back and forth.
And the gas will get to
you. It might squeeze enough gas through to get it started and get you to the gas station. It worked for me way back in the day.
Good.
That's a good little info right there.
Keep it in mind.
All right, we have Jerks and Profar scheduled for Friday tomorrow.
Can't wait.
Mr. Irrelevant.
Or relevant, depending on how
quite
you look
relevant
at it.
Tomorrow.
Yes, of course, I know.
Yeah. All right, we're wrapping up. Me? All right.
No, it's me.
It's you? Okay.
Yep. Get to break. That roundtable comes up next. More Gwen and Chris.